Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes yet another new radio station, Signal, which is 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And as if that wasn't enough, you also can watch the show, although there's nothing to see when my guests aren't in the studio, but you can actually watch the show on Facebook Live, the Facebook live stream that we do of the show, and share this everywhere if you would. Very exciting news for the Upper Ohio Valley here, because we are energy central here throughout West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Whether this is heart of MAGA Nation and a heart of the energy dynamo that's going to be fueling this country for decades to come. So the EPA head, whose name I've now suddenly forgotten because I'm an idiot, in any event, he made a big deal announcement saying that all of this fossil fuel crap and everything that I think Obama tried to put through is all, well, crap, and we're getting rid of it. And we got a statement here from Governor Morrissey, who again did not mention my name, but still. He says, I applaud the EPA's plan to rescind the endangerment finding, which was used by the Obama and Biden administrations to strangle West Virginia's economy and make America less competitive internationally. The endangerment finding represents quintessential federal overreach and was never borne out by the law. President Trump and Administrator Zeldin, that's the guy, the EPA guy, Zeldin, are reining in this overreach so states such as West Virginia can unleash American energy and compete successfully against China. This is great news. Yes. Yes. Our very special guest, State Senator Tom Willis, who is Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. He's running against her Republican Party nomination for United States Senator. Tom Willis, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, Dimitri. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in West Virginia. Ready to get some work done, ready to help some people. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Most important question is, have you locked up your cats so we don't have any ugly incidents like we did with Chris Anders with that interview?
I've got the cats locked up. It took me a long time to catch them, but yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah, well, they're cats. What are you going to do? All right, so what do you make of this announcement by the EPA, and how is this going to affect my listeners here in the Upper Ohio Valley?
Well, this announcement by Lee Zeldin yesterday, it was a real game changer, especially for West Virginia. And and I'm an attorney. Part of my job is I'm a soldier. I'm an attorney, so I can go into some of the legal background on how we got here. But why does it matter to your voters? I think to your listeners and the voters. I think that let me give you some statistics as to why this matters to everyday West Virginians. So. What we're talking about overturning with the announcement yesterday is the endangerment finding. And before the endangerment finding by the EPA overreach against greenhouse gases, from before that in 2009 to present, the average price of a car in the United States with inflation adjusted dollars, so real dollars, the average price of a car has gone up by 30%, and that's because of EPA regulations largely. So what does that mean? We're talking about an average of a car. If you buy a car in the United States now in 2025 versus back in 2008 in inflation-adjusted dollars, it's $7,000 to $8,000 more to buy a car now because of all this government regulation and overreach on greenhouse gases. That's huge. I mean, how many West Virginians, you know, that's a huge hit on your average family's, you know, budget, $7,000-$8,000. That's just one. Now, another one, I went to Lowe's a couple years ago, and we have a large soak tub in our master bath. So I wanted a larger hot water tank. Well, the EPA really doesn't want you to have a larger hot water tank because it uses more energy, and they don't want the, quote, you know, greenhouse gas emissions. So an 80-gallon water tank costs around $4,000 to have it installed. The EPA wants you to have a 50-gallon water tank. It's about $1,300 to get it installed. And if you look at the cost of an 80-gallon water tank from before all these EPA regulations to present, the cost of an 80-gallon water tank has gone up by 168%. Again, so these are real dollars impacting real families in West Virginia from EPA overreach, and that's from the endangerment finding, which thank goodness Lee Zeldin and the EPA announced yesterday they're going to work to overturn it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, do you have an all-electric house?
We're on electric power.
I was going to say, if you had gas, you could use instant heat. That thing is supposedly fantastic, but I hear you. How else is this going to affect our listeners here in the Upper Ohio Valley? How is this going to make our lives better? We're going to have lower costs for vehicles, which is fantastic. That's the other thing. Are we finally getting rid of these electric vehicles and these hybrids with these batteries and all this green tree hugger stuff and just have real gasoline engines again?
Well, Lord willing, we'll let the free market determine what's the most cost-effective technology. Yeah, I'm not against new technologies in vehicles. They've got some new EV technology for diesel tractor trailers now that actually makes some economic sense. It's an add-on. It doesn't replace the diesel engine, but it just helps it increase its cruising speed. So I think we just have to use some common sense here and let the free markets determine, you know, what's going to be the most economical, affordable solution for West Virginians and Americans across the country. But, you know, I'm excited about this. You know, before this endangerment finding went in effect in Obama's EPA in 2009, over the next 5 years, West Virginia lost about 23% of our coal jobs. And, you know, a good paying coal job, you know, the economists will tell you will generate maybe 5 to 6 ancillary jobs, you know, for service providers and that sort of thing around the community where the good paying coal job is. So if you run the economic model and the math, the liberal Obama Democrats attack on coal from 2008 to 2014 cost West Virginia, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of 30,000 jobs if you extrapolate it all out. Maybe slightly less, but that's a ballpark figure. So if we can get this to come back, this could be huge news for West Virginia, especially in the, you know, high energy areas like the Northern Panhandle.
Oh, no question. I wish Bob Murray was around to see this, finally defeating Obama, that monster. A question now, with this ruling, is this going to cause economic devastation to this pork project, $300 million going to Form Energy for this battery plant? Is this going to drive a stake through its heart?
Well, I tell you, I'm just waiting for Form Energy to follow. I mean, I don't wish ill on anyone, but here's a perfect example. So my opponent, Shelley Moore Capito, supported strongly the Green Power Motor Company's electric bus initiative. And so the state, through workforce development and tax incentives, et cetera, and then the federal government subsidized that investment in West Virginia to the tune of almost $30 million. And recently, they just shut down operations. They're supposed to create 900 jobs. You know, clean energy, Green New Deal jobs, 900 jobs in West Virginia. They never really produced more than 100. It was more like 80 at the peak. And then this year, they started laying people off. I think they had a contract for 41 electric buses, and I think they've delivered maybe 15 total. And so this is what happens, Dimitri, when you've got liberals in Congress, you lose good paying jobs in West Virginia. You give taxpayer funds to clean energy, Green New Deal companies that end up not being able to hack it because they can't compete with free market principles. And so that's why I'm against that. I'm against subsidies for green energy, Green New Deal type companies. You've got to let the free market decide. And God's blessed us with abundant natural gas. He's blessed us with abundant coal, and these are blessings, you know, not curses, and we need to leverage those for the sake of West Virginia.
Right. Now, I've got to ask, I hope I know the answer, but I've got to ask, State Senator Tom Tillis, you did not vote to send that $300 million to Form Energy, the multi-billionaires here in the Northern Panhandle. You voted against that. Is that fair to say?
I did not vote in favor of it. That is correct. Yep. So,
if you had said anything else, we would have had a very different conversation here in these last few minutes, let me tell you. But, okay, you're consistent.
No.
Why are you running against...
I did not vote in favor of that. No. I was against it. So full disclosure, that vote actually came before I was in the Senate.
Oh,
but I was against it, and actually that's one of the reasons I think I won my race, because I pointed that, you know, Form Energy out to the voters, and you know, they, West Virginians, just, you know, the Green New Deal type initiatives, especially taxpayer funded, you know, that, as they say, that dog don't hunt in West Virginia.
I hear you. Well, Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator running for re-election. My understanding is that she has voted for a lot of these tree-hugger, left-woke energy EPA crap stuff. Is that true?
Well, she has a lot of donors from the clean energy, Green New Deal type industry. And of course, all these donors are reliant on government handouts, government subsidies to exist. Otherwise, they can't compete in the free markets. And so, of course, they lobby heavily. And you know, Shelley is certainly a recipient of that. In fact, there's one PAC that's advertising all over the state now on her behalf. And they're trying to hide the fact that she's voted with Biden 56% of the time.
Oh,
you know, she voted with Biden, and honestly, Dimitri, she's rated as one of the one, two, or three most liberal Republican senators in the U.S. Senate. And Heritage Action has given her an F rating for conservatism, and Freedom Works has given her an F rating for conservatism. These are the same grades that Nancy Pelosi received, by the way.
Well, she also received an F grade from Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. People don't realize here in the Upper Ohio Valley just how liberal, just how god-awful she is, because she's in bed with the publisher of the newspapers here. They give her sweetheart coverage. Same thing with the local TV stations, because they're all run by liberals, political liberals, including the newspaper here. It's amazing the kind of sweetheart coverage that she gets here from the useless local media. I'm the only one pointing out that this is West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. She's the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons, that she is the right-hand man of Mitch McConnell when he was the leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky decaying cadaver. And people just don't realize just how awful she is, that she's not representing us. She's representing the special interests in the far left. I mean, she's our version of Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Sue Collins in Maine. I mean, she's unbelievably bad. All right, Tom, I know you're very busy. You've got lots of stuff that you're going to be doing here in the next few minutes. So we got to turn you loose, although I'd love to have you on all morning. You got about a minute to say pretty much anything you want. My interviews, my guests always get the last word. So, Tom Willis, State Senator, my microphone is yours.
Well, I appreciate it, Dimitri. And you're exactly right about Shelley's voting record. She's bad on guns. You know, she supported the unconstitutional gun grab called red flag laws. She's bad on babies and life. She was pro-choice pretty much her whole political career until recently Roe v. Wade got overturned, and then suddenly she found pro-life values. And she's bad on West Virginia values. You know, she skipped the vote to keep boys out of girls' sports. Imagine that. We had a chance to keep boys out of girls' sports, and she skipped the vote, and that vote made the difference. And she's voted against traditional marriage. And you're right, the establishment with her, this is a David versus Goliath. You know, I'm against the establishment, the family oligarchy, all that. So I'm asking your listeners, you know, please go to TomWillis.com. I need all your support. I need your volunteer, your financial support, and let's get a true conservative for West Virginia in the U.S. Senate. So appreciate your time, Dimitri.
Indeed. When you're coming here to the Northern Panhandle, give us some notice. We'll get you in here. We'll give you the whole two-hour show. You'll get lots of tough questions from me and my listeners, but you will be able to respond directly to them. So please let us know. I'm all in. We've got to get rid of this wrinkled rhino of West Virginia. Okay, Tom Tillis, thank you so much. You have a great day. Keep up the good work, and now you can release the cats again, all right?
Thanks, Dimitri. Have a good one.
Sorry, right, thank you. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5.